I'm gonna regret this. The Better Gadget Affair. A Man from Uncle Fanfic. By R.A.C. Read by Calicaria. Napoleon held out the cufflinks in the palm of his hand, as if they were poison.
They didn't work.
I don't have time to listen to your complaints, Solo. Napoleon clenched his jaw.
Listen, Roberts, when you give me equipment and tell me it does something, I expect it to do what you've told me it will do.
Napoleon couldn't understand what had happened to the director of the lab section. Well, Roberts had never been the friendliest of men, nor a genius by anyone's standards. Since his promotion a year ago, his attitude had taken a severe nosedive.
Napoleon tuned back into Roberts' words.
And isn't it interesting that the equipment always works for everyone else? You're the only one that comes in here to tell me these things don't measure up to your exacting standards.
The sarcasm was barely veiled. I find that very hard to believe.
Well, go cry on someone else's shoulder. Waverly's got me up to my ass in crocodiles getting an order done for London. So why they can't do their own goddamn work is beyond me.
The man jerked a thumb over his shoulder.
Go see the new guy.
He sneered.
The commie. I'm sure he'll set you right. Maybe give you something that will explode while you're still wearing it.
He muttered something unflattering about Waverly hiring an enemy right into the heart of Uncle, and then turned back to his project, essentially dismissing Napoleon. Napoleon didn't like being dismissed. He didn't like it at all. But he also knew when he'd lost a battle. He wouldn't get anything further out of this fool without direct orders from Waverly.
He lingered over the delightful notion of shooting Roberts, but decided it wasn't worth the effort.
Once out in the hall, he noticed the new nameplate on the lab next door. Napoleon ran his fingers over the embossed letters. Ilya Nikovich Kuryakin, Ph.D.
Ah, he thought, Roberts Kame.
Napoleon glanced through the window and saw a man staring intently into a microscope. All he could see was blonde hair and a black outfit under a white lab coat. Napoleon entered after the door slid open.
Excuse me?
The man looked up, and his blue eyes, which were now staring intently at him, temporarily arrested Napoleon.
What?
The man snapped.
Not the most well-